Project Camelot, and very happy to be here, very excited because I have Jay Widener as my guest this evening, and he is always a very fabulous guest and very interesting man to talk to. Jay, are you there?
I am.
Very nice to hear your voice. So what I'd like to do just to start off with is kind of have you give an overview of your background and so on. For those that don't know who you are, and I know that's hard to believe because a lot of people really do know who you are and know of all your books and so on. But at this moment, you've got a book out called 2012, The Topology of Time, and I'd love to discuss that with you. But if you could maybe do the honors as far as introducing yourself.
Sure. Thank you for having me on your show, first off. Well, let's see. I started out as a more or less an atheist and a person who believed that science would unveil everything. I was a journalist. And I came upon a book called Mystery of the Cathedrals by a man named Fulcanelli. And I thought the book was going to be about architecture. I was always been an architecture fan, so I bought the book at a garage sale. I took it home and I started reading it. And instead of it being a book about the architectural Gothic cathedrals, this book was saying that the Gothic cathedrals, which were built in Europe, particularly in France, were actually built by a secret group of alchemists, and that the secrets of alchemy were inscribed on the walls of Gothic cathedrals. And this just struck me as completely ludicrous. But what bothered me about the whole thing was the guy who was writing this, Fulcanelli, was a really smart guy. And there was no doubt that he was not a dummy, and there was no doubt this wasn't a hoax. And so that was incongruous to me at the time, 26 years ago. So I began to read the book and try to decipher everything that was in it and to actually debunk it. And as I got into the book, I realized that the whole book was a trick written by someone very smart to seduce you into an initiation into a different way of looking at the world. And so by the time I got done reading and rereading the book about 15 or 20 times, I had changed from what I was, which is a kind of a modern pro-science journalist, to a person who believed in deeply spiritual concepts and an alternative history, and that science itself was wrong. And that was exactly the whole point of the book, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that had that happen to. But in reading the book, I came across a chapter at the end of this book on a cross in the south of France, in a little churchyard called Cross of Hendaye. And this Cross of Hendaye, according to Fulcanelli, describes the events that are going to lead up to the end of our age. And so that really intrigued me, and I spent 15 years deciphering the Cross of Hendaye, and it came out in my first two books, A Monument to the End of Time and Alchemy, and the Mysteries of the Great Cross of Hendaye with Vincent Bridges. And that's got me going into various other areas of research, including the Gnostic myths of the Archons and uncovering a lot of things that are going on in the solar system, because they're all related to this idea that there's an advanced group of people who live here on the planet with us, and they intermingle with us, and these are the people who have left behind these books like Fulcanelli and the Secrets of Alchemy, and are the ones who are behind the funding of the Gothic cathedrals, and they're very advanced, and so advanced that it's actually shocking. And so that's where I've been chasing after this thing. The only premium I really have on any of this is the truth. I don't really care about much else except the truth. And I just don't really do much else but pursue the truth.
Okay, well, and that's very, very good to hear. At this time, we are in 2012. And last time I talked to you, you know, we were approaching it. It was probably maybe a little over a year ago when I talked to you last. And so I'm really curious if your point of view has changed towards the future in any way.
Well, not really. I think that there is some very funny business going on with the sun, and the cross at Henday is really talking about something going on with the sun, the sun becoming angry, growing bigger, and it's somehow affecting the four inner planets. When I discovered that this was what the cross of Henday was saying all those years ago, that sent me off into finding information that would dovetail with that kind of information. And that sent me into a number of places, but one of the main places it sent me was the ancient Purana texts from southern India. And they describe the events pretty close to what the Cross of Henday is describing as some kind of cyclic thing that goes on with the sun, in which it causes it to blow off a layer of plasma or something, maybe. I'm not quite sure. I don't think anyone is sure, except that it happens. And we know the evidence. You know, the forests of North America were burnt to the ground 12,000, 13,000 years ago. We know something huge happened. And these Purana texts are so interesting because they kind of accept that this cyclic disaster is just a normal thing, and it's the story of how the human race kind of gets around the recurrent cyclic disaster, and which has to do with the sun. So right now the sun's acting really strange, and there's, you know, of course you've probably seen the pictures of the big giant, they say they're comets, but they look like ships and stuff in the SOHO pictures and things. And there's all sorts of strange things going on. It's emitting rays it shouldn't be emitting, and it's changing its carbon output, and it's gotten very strange. And it's also changed color. If you're old enough to remember when the sun was yellow, it isn't yellow anymore. It's white. It's a blazing white color in the sky. And the old sun's disappeared, and so I talked to a NASA guy over 25 years ago who told me that they had discovered in the late 70s that the sun was a variable star, not as steady as she goes as they thought, and that it was going through big, huge changes, which would happen over this time period that we're living right now. I live in southern Oregon. It's going to be 65 degrees here tomorrow, February 9th. Which is pretty unheard of, and it was really nice today. So I don't know if the sun is getting warmer or if it's changing, but something is definitely going on, and I don't know if it's going to be a physical thing that happens this year or if it's going to be something else. But the odd thing about it is that there is this odd thing happening with the sun, but the entire world is falling apart at the same time. So I don't know if there's something that, you know, can measure it between the two, but it seems like there might be.
Well, I guess it's Ashiana Dean who says that the sun is going to go, I don't know if it's supernova, but something of
red
that
giant.
Nature.
Yeah, I'm red sorry? Giant. And then I hate to say this because I was hoping that was wrong, but I got to be honest, if I give you an honest interpretation of the sun panel on the Cross of Henday, and I tell you what I actually see there, I do have to tell you that it looks like it's a medieval expression of the sun turning into a red giant. And
okay, and yes, and but it's supposed to be 200 years from now, so that's the caveat.
Yeah, well, let's hope that's true. There's some research that says that it could be happening now, but I don't know. We don't know. We know something's happening. We know that NASA is really, really watching this, and they've been watching it for a long time. And so, I mean, we don't know.
Well, there were craft out, you know, I don't know if you know about John Walson's photographs of craft near the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, and we got verification that those were accurate photographs, by the way. So the idea was that there were, I guess, you know, interdimensionals, extraterrestrials that were visiting the sun and doing something there. I'm also told that craft can be powered from the sun, so that's also something that goes on.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. I was just on the phone with Nassim Harriman a couple weeks ago talking about that to him, and about the about the hyperdimensional nature of sunspots. And he seems to think that they're using the sun as a gate, and I'm getting more and more to think that that is actually what's going on. And interestingly enough, he pointed out to me that the sunspots on Earth would be volcanoes. And you know, the implication that there's some kind of hyperdimensional gates connected to volcanoes is all very interesting, because the name Folcanelli is a play on words, and something that I've been trying to figure out for a long time, exactly what he's trying to tell us with his name. And his name, if you understand how to play it out, means Vulcan, which means volcano, and Canelli, which means tube or canal or tunnel. And so I was struck by the fact that Nassim thought that volcanoes may be able, because of their nature, the highly crystallized surface of the melted, molten surface of volcanic tubes, would cause a vorticular electromagnetic vortex to be created by the circular nature of the tube itself. And so there is some reason to believe that this could be true. And this would explain also all the high weirdness that is around volcanoes, not just UFO activities, but animals, strange animals that are seen in beings, say, around Mount Shasta. So it's very, very interesting. And
yeah,
I think
that is very interesting. In a sense, there is sort of a toroidal quality, mm-hmm. or to the shape of them, and then also the idea that they could be a portal into other worlds. That is a very interesting idea.
It is, and the thing that's what's interesting about it is that if you go through books of high weirdness. And you Google, it's one of my favorite things to do on a nice sunny day, is lay in my hammock and just read books on high weirdness. And if you Google the places where these high weirdness things happen, and you just type in, say, the place, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, where the Hopkinsville ghouls attacked a family in the 50s, and then you just type in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, and then type in cavern or cave, next to it, and then and Google it, and you'll find that almost every weird thing that happens near some kind of area that is known for its underground activity. And people say, oh, it's leading to the underground, the hollow earth, and all that, and I don't know about any of that, because I think Nassim's really onto it. I think it's actually more likely that these are hyperdimensional gateways, and things get caught and trapped and lost in them, and some groups know how to control them and know to go how to go in and out of them, and then that would explain a lot of the really strange weirdness of meeting strange people near Mount Shasta who claim to be from other dimensions and all that. It's not so crazy. There's something to it, and maybe also why they're quickly closing up all these openings, and it's getting more and more difficult to get into lava tubes everywhere across the world right now.
Well, that's an interesting statement. I know it's getting difficult to go to sacred sites.
Yep.
You know, to get in inside, like they're like with Stonehenge, and then they closed. I think they closed the Great Pyramid. I don't know if it's going to open back up. I know that Zahia Wass closed it over it was over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the status is of late with that. But what are you saying? You're saying it's hard to get close to what?
Well, so, I mean, I'm probably making it worse by talking about it openly, but if you know, in the old days, as an old spelunker, you know, it's you used to be able to just get into caves easily in the United States, for instance, but also in Peru and in Mexico. And it's getting harder and harder to do that.
Okay, we'll be right back with Jay Widener. Thanks, Jay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What's up with these sorry politicians? Lots of bark. When it's showtime, whimpering like little shih tzus. You want big cuts? Ron Paul's been screaming it for years. Budget crisis? No problem. Cut $1 trillion year one. That's trillion with a T. Department of Education? Gone. Interior? Energy? HUD? Commerce? Gone. Later, bureaucrats. That's how Ron Paul rolls. Want to drain the swamp? Ron Paul. Do it.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Ron Paul, a visionary who predicted the financial crisis, a leader with a plan to solve it. The Paul Plan? Balance the budget. Cut $1 trillion year one. Eliminate 5 federal bureaucracies. End the foreign wars and nation building. Rein in the Federal Reserve. Pay down the debt. Cut taxes to create jobs. Ron Paul, a plan to restore America now.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today. 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jay Widener. Just before the break, gosh, where were we? I had just asked you a question, and you were starting to answer it. You know, I'm sorry. I've just been inundated by stuff here, so excuse me for not remembering exactly where we were. I know we were talking about volcanoes and the impact there.
Right. And
But as far as what's happening with the sun and where we may be going as a planet, I think the question is at this point, whether or not you feel that the information that you've investigated is giving you a real sort of special eye into what may go on the rest of this year and possibly, you know, 2013 and so on. Is that why you wrote the newest book that you've got on your site, or
the article Topology of Time is really about how time works in a higher dimensional space. I mean, I was trying to show the relationship between between time and space, and how time is a torus, it's a hyperdimensional field, and right now the human race, the Earth, is collectively, we're going down the very center of this torus in a spinning vortex, and each spin on the vortex towards the center of the torus is faster and tighter than the one before, but also a reflection of the spin pattern from before. So what we're getting is time is beginning to compress. We're losing our ability to react is a shortening. Our reaction time is shortening every time. And so this is going to beget a lot of disasters because we aren't going to be able to react to all of the things that are going to be happening.
The time has a physical...
Okay, well, at this moment, I wonder if you are aware of you know, you're probably aware of it, but do you follow Terrence McKenna's work at all?
Oh, yeah, Terrence is an old friend of mine, definitely, he is a guy who influenced my thinking and actually taught me a lot about the hyperdimensional nature of time. And so we had a lot of long hours talking about time. We were both completely fascinated by the whole idea of like the texture of time and the quality of time and how time seems to have different feeling depending when. And so just like midnight feels different than noon. And so we're moving into a time of darkness in a way right now. And it's going to be rough until mid-2013 is the way I feel, and I mean really rough. And the war drums are being banged, and it looks like we're going in, and we're going to get in a big, huge war. And we don't have the resources. We're going completely broke. And it seems to me that we are on the edge of an absolute disaster, and it doesn't matter about the sun or anything, because just the politics itself are engendering a complete catastrophe. And no one seems to have any answers, you know, outside of, you know, going into a collective situation, a community situation where we can take care of each other. I really don't have any answers beyond that either, because at the rate of what's going on at the moment, I don't know where the economy is going to be in a year or so.
Okay. I wonder if you have heard about the sort of new book of Nostradamus that was discovered, and if you know anything about that.
I did the History Channel show on the lost book of Nostradamus. And, we deciphered, and it was strikingly similar to the same things that are being said on the cross of Henday, which, you know, is disconcerting, to say the least.
But you know, I've been reading that, and I'm just struck by how sort of it seems like it's another timeline. It doesn't. Maybe it's me, but I'm not seeing these events unfold. Maybe it's still coming up, but this is February of 2012. You know, so I'm just wondering. Do you see these things? I mean, there's a lot of talk in that book of the Antichrist,
right,
for example. Rising in the Middle East, but not before certain other things happen.
Right.
I mean, we are seeing certainly nuclear power plants start to degrade and be affected by what I would say is, in some cases, probably underground volcanism. In other cases, apparently, according to Dutch census information, what he calls fracking, which is digging wells in the area.
Yep.
And disturbing the groundwater, whatever, and so on. I mean, I wonder. I don't know if you kind of keep a laundry list of things in your head about, you know, what the newest book of Nostradamus points to, but at least so far, it does not seem to be playing out. What's your thought on that?
Well, I agree. Although things, like I said, because time is compressing, things can happen really fast. And you know, what used to take 5 or 6 years to unfold can now unfold in a month. So
true.
I think things can go really fast and get really strange. But you know, at the same time, there's something to be said about people getting out in front of events and warning people about them, which we could never do before but can because of the Internet now. And it may be that we are stopping events from happening, or at least slowing them down. In other words, if a lot of people hadn't gotten riled up after 9/11, and began putting out all the conspiracy theories, whether they were right or wrong or indifferent, doesn't really matter. They just sensed that there was something wrong, and so they began getting outraged and writing things. If that hadn't happened, we would probably be further into a kind of dictatorship now. But because there was this uprising, mostly via the Internet, I think it made the people in charge kind of step back a little and wonder if they shouldn't, you know, be careful with what they're doing, because the people shouldn't have figured it out as fast as they did. And I think that I know that they're really worried about the Internet waking us up all too fast. And so that's one of the reasons why they have to do this Iran war thing. They have to do it now, because if they wait much longer, we're going to be so awake. The waking population is growing so fast that it could backfire. And I think they're getting more and more worried about this, and they don't know what really to do about it. And, you know, so I think that's another thing that's going on, is that we're actually having some kind of effect on their plans. In other words, let me just suggest that, you know, perhaps Nostradamus is part of this secret society that's trying to take us over. And they're using his things as a prescription, just like the Book of Revelation, to make
sure.
It easier for them to do things, because we've already been softened up mentally to believe that it's going to happen.
Well, true, except that, you know, at, like I said, at the moment, I mean, it's really interesting reading this because it's almost like reading, a timeline from another world, maybe a parallel Earth or something.
What I'm suggesting. Maybe, I'm suggesting that maybe we have pushed the world. The world has somehow we've willed the world into a place where their timelines aren't working. And and Terrence actually talked about this frequently and said that he thought that psychedelics, especially organic psychedelics like mushrooms and ayahuasca, change the literal mental landscape of the planet. And that was one of the reasons why he was proselytizing and spreading the word so fast, because he knew, and he thought anyway, at least he told me, that the more that he spread the word and the more that he altered each individual consciousness through these plants, the more it would throw a monkey wrench into the whole plans of these guys. And, you know, I think you're doing that in a way. I think I'm doing that in a way. I think kind of that's what we're doing. And,
yes.
You know, I don't know what woke you up. I know what woke me up. And I can tell you that, you know, it's a feeling inside that is almost relentless. You do not want to stop until you've woken as many people up as possible. And if you have 100,000 people that are waking people up, then you start altering the timeline. And so, yeah, I think I get that same feeling from the Nostradamus. Like, it's almost like we have culturally evolved beyond and spiritually evolved beyond the point where some of those things may not happen, and maybe even the Cross of Hende won't happen. Maybe none of it will. Maybe we got in front of it somehow.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, I have a recent whistleblower who's talking about timeline convergence, which is something that Dan Burish was talking about many years ago, and other people have talked about a convergence of the timelines happening in or around 2012, the end of 2012, depending on how you view it. What that means, it's one thing to talk about a convergence, it's another thing to see it play out around you. And that's where it becomes very interesting. There's also the thought that, you know, because there could be multiple timelines, if they are converging and becoming one, then although we may see some of these events from long distance or see their potentiality, if they don't happen to us, maybe they don't happen, in a sense. And then people are living, you know, in their own sort of more of their own kind of worlds together with in small groups that may experience specific, maybe even just a timeline for that group. I know it sounds wild.
No, not at all, actually.
It just is occurring to me that maybe in some ways there's also this idea there that perhaps our molecules are actually separating and there's more space between them. I don't know if you've heard this idea, but there's an Indian he's not really a guru, but he, you know, is a quasi guru, actually was thrown in jail, but he was talking about the space between the molecules. Okay. And that when you're meditating, you may get a sense that you're lighter.
Yeah.
And that things aren't hanging together like they used to. In other words,
yeah,
you may make a plan. The plan doesn't really solidify unless you're completely behind it.
Yeah.
Whereas it before in the past, potential things coming together would tend to kind of drag along in some kind of, I don't know, half-built fashion. If you know what I mean.
I do.
And this time we have things like holding grudges, is it kind of, they go by the wayside much faster. I don't know if you've experienced any of this.
Oh, no, and relationships. I mean, I know people have told me they'll be breaking of a relationship, and they'll say, you know, it's completely different. You know, 5 years ago this would have killed me, right? But now it's friendly and it's nice and it's not angry.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I've seen that a lot. And that, that's all about, I have an article up on my site called Childhood's End, the agony of our collective puberty. And that my theory on that is that we are all waking up because of the internet, and we're going through a three-stage process. The first stage is the gathering of information. The second stage is taking the information and turning it into knowledge. And then the third stage is taking all of the various disparate knowledge that you've gained and then creating wisdom by interlinking all of the different knowledges that you have. And the internet is just information, and it's been out now for about 20 years. This is the 20th anniversary, really, of it going. And, you know, at first the internet was just disparate information. There was, everything was crazy and weird, and no one knew what the truth was. But then people began sorting things out, and we're actually in the knowledge phase now, where we're actually beginning to get some knowledge out of this thing. But what's really going on is that wisdom is going to start happening on a collective level across the entire world all at once, which has never happened before. And what we're doing is we're slowly etching our way towards an understanding of this world. That's why shows like what you're doing, which are really pushing the edge of the perimeter out to the very, very furthest edges of the wilderness, well, that's just so very useful, because the further that we push that perimeter and keep pushing it, the more that we kind of are creating a new reality, which is overwhelming the old reality. And if we can overwhelm the old reality, then we can recreate the world in a completely new way, which has never been conceived before on a global level, which the internet allows. And so it's going to be really painful, because all these religions are going to go, and institutions are all going to go, and everything is going to go, and it's going to go soon.
We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting f***ed. by a system that threw them overboard 30 f***ing years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly f***ing jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your f***ing retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below $1,750 Wednesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,732 an ounce, silver $33.94 an ounce. Investors are buying gold because they see the economy is getting worse, not better, because gold is money, the best money, writes Bill Bonner at The Daily Reckoning. The only money that has stood the test of time. As uncertainty rises, so does the price of gold. Speaking of gold purchases, China's Year of the Dragon is going to spur the increase of buying. Sales of precious metals jumped nearly 50% from last year this time, according to Frank Holmes of U.S. Funds. This should serve as a warning to all of the gold naysayers. Gold bullfighters, beware. You now have to fight the gold bull while fending off the golden Chinese dragon. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call toll-free, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
The Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jay Widener. Jay, are you still with me?
I am.
Great. Before we get started here, what I'd like to do is just let people know that we do have a call-in number. The phone number is 218-339-8525, and I'm going to repeat that. It's 218-339-8525. And we also have a chat room. If you came to this via American Freedom Radio, you'd need to go over to projectcamelot.org, click on the front page, and just scroll down for the icon which has the cheetah face and the radio show listing. And there's a chat room link right there. And so we do have a chat ongoing during the show, and people can type questions into the chat in all caps. If they're interested in asking Jay anything during the show, and we will try to get to both questions, callers, and also chat questions. So, with that said, in terms of what's going on in 2012 and some of the things that you've been doing, I noticed that you've got a movie that's coming out called Shasta. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, actually, I do. It's a feature film. It's starring Alexander Polinsky, who used to be in the show Charles in Charge on TV, Neil Donald Walsh, and it's a movie about the return of Kalki. I don't know if you know what Kalki is, but Kalki is a Vedic prophecy, says that at the end of this cycle, the male counterpart to Kali, who is called Kalki, is going to return, and he's going to destroy the purveyors of lies and bring the world back to enlightenment. And I've been waiting for about 30 years for Kalki to come, and he never came, so I decided I'd just make a movie and have him come through the movie. So it's a pretty good movie, and people, we've been showing it around, and it's going to be opening. We're doing special effects right now. It'll be done around late April. And we're going to open it up across the United States, and it's very entertaining. I think you'd probably really like it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Where did you shoot it? I mean, is this obvious, at Mount Shasta or no?
Yeah, I shot around Mount Shasta and in the area, yeah, and you know, different places. I use a lot of the lore of Mount Shasta. I don't know if you're familiar with the lore of Mount Shasta. There's a lot of very strange stories. And I put a lot of that in, and it's a message about kind of taking the source field things from David Wilcox is working on and some of Nassim's stuff, and imagining that maybe Kalki would come to try to tell us about our light body and our higher dimensional self, and maybe that's the best way to fight the powers that be, instead of going on head to head, which is nowhere we can never win. So it's a sort of like a passive resistance, maybe a martial arts approach to how you would take on someone who's stronger than you. And it's something that I'm very interested in, because everything that I'm fighting is so much stronger than I am that I have to rely on kind of a martial arts techniques to survive.
Well, good point, actually. I've got some questions coming in on the chat, just vaguely here, a few of them, and I was going to try to grab one. Somebody was asking where you were in relationship to the Philosopher's Stone.
Well, I'm making it. That's a very good question. There's a lot of movement on that. A lot of people who are making the stone right now, and there's people with resources that are interested in this, that are interested in the whole thing, and that is probably one of the most interesting things going on right now. Because of the internet, all these people who are making the elixir of life in their houses are able to connect with each other, and we're learning how to do it fast and properly. And like I say, it's the Manhattan Project of Alchemy, and it's self-selected, and everyone's communicating with each other and being open. It's sort of like what you were talking about before. It's like a new way of doing things that have never even been thought of before. And so whereas before, alchemists were afraid that their neighbors would find out what they were doing, now it's all out in the open. Instead of being afraid and behind the walls and worried about an inquisition, we're just coming out and talking about it openly, and nothing has happened. Even though there was a lot of trepidation when I first went public that this was going to get a lot of resistance from the powers that be, a part of me knew that actually it's just so blatant and out in the open that they aren't going to do anything about it. And now, from where I can figure with the sales of the equipment that you need, I believe there's at least 100,000 people that are doing the lab work right now. And that is the best news I could possibly bring to the planet.
Well, can you describe what you would say is the Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, Philosopher's Stone is ask yourself. The philosopher asks, the alchemist asks himself the question, how can I concentrate chi, or life energy, and then ingest it? And the answer is the Philosopher's Stone. And basically what it is, and I tell people to go either Google Book of Aquarius, or you can go to sacredmysteries.com and go to free stuff, and you can download the Book of Aquarius, and you can go to the Book of Aquarius forum, which is very useful. And it's free, and you can read the whole book. It's the best book ever written on alchemy. And basically, it answers that question. How do you take chi, or life energy, in a good karma way, and concentrate it, and then take it? And it's very, very, very possible. And what happens, according to the alchemists, is you reverse the aging process. And that's really all it is. It's nothing like, radically spiritual or anything. It's pretty much just a simple thing of nature and science. And how do you concentrate chi and take it? And this book tells you exactly how to do it. And as far as I can tell, And I have read almost every alchemy book ever written, and I have them in my library. This book is absolutely 100% straight up right. And I wish I had written it.
Sorry?
And I wish that I had written it.
Oh, I see.
I say that because I get about 5 emails a day from people who think that I wrote it.
I see.
And I didn't. Okay. I wish I had, but I didn't.
Well, I wonder if you're aware of the breatharians that are kind of doing a lot of videos right now on the internet. And so this kind of seems to be catching on.
Well, that's back to your separating of the molecules. You see, that is exactly right. The alchemists were known, the Taoist alchemists were known, they knew when they were that they had successfully completed it is when they could dance on top of water. And literally what they did, and I can explain this, is the increased chi changes the electromagnetic structure of the body and causes it to lighten up, literally, levity. You become lighter. And so that is one of the things that happens. And so breatharianism is entirely possible. In fact, according to alchemical lore, if you took a huge dose of the chi-filled stone, you wouldn't really eat or have a need to eat or drink pretty much again if you took a large enough dose. And we know people like Count Saint Germain were never seen eating. They would always have a glass of water, and they were never seen eating, and the same with Paracelsus. And so we know that there's alchemists in the past, people associated with alchemy, and they didn't eat. So I believe that the breatharians are on the right path, but I think that, you know, you have to find a way to get that super amount of chi into you, and that is only through alchemy. And here's the great thing about this, Carrie, is that some greedy capitalist is going to get onto this, and then they're going to start producing it. And there's just no reason in the world why it can't be mass-produced.
Well, you probably are not aware of this, but I did a short video with a person that I went to Egypt with as part of the group that Carmen Balta led to Egypt. And that person, he goes by the name of Dr. Abe, and he lives in Sri Lanka. And what he does is energize water and use that to heal the person. So there's a similar thing going on there. It's actually, you know, that's an alchemical process.
Absolutely.
And,
and
basically he sits there with you and we demonstrate it. He charges the water, with his chi, and I drink it. And, you know, basically that heals anything that happens to be wrong with the person at the time or whatever. And there are other, you know, I'm sure you're aware of other sort of, you might call them, we'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The year 2012 brings an ending and a new beginning to social, political, economic, and geological cycles for America and the world. The living prophecy that we are now voyaging through has many names ascribed to it. The Hopi say it's the closing of the fourth world of destruction, moving into the fifth world of peace. The Maya declare that we enter the fifth world age, the age of the center. All common themes in the array of prophecy that we are processing and purifying all the imbalances of the dying world age. We are transiting an era founded on duality, and we have turned away from the Great Spirit, resulting in greed, corruption, blind materialism, and disconnection from each other and Mother Earth. Collectively, we are poised at the brink of a world age rebirth in which we enter new domains of consciousness and manifestation, redeeming all the previous ages. Let's all join together to bring the vision of peace and love into reality, because we are the future, we are the heroes, and that we are who we have been waiting for.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold's the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jay Widener. Jay, I wonder if you feel that the Dragonborn are are here and are coming.
Well, I think they're here. They've been here, and I think that, you know, they're the ones that are behind a lot of almost all the things that are the bad things that are going on right now. And I'm, you know, I think that I think that they're at the heart of almost all of the problems that are going on, and I don't know how to extract them from us. And so I don't know, you know, I call them the Archons, and you know, they're just they're insidious, and they've worked themselves into everything, and I don't know, I really don't, and I think it's the hardest problem that we face as a race right now, is to how free ourselves from these creatures.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got a caller holding, and I've got a question here, actually on the Skype. Someone is asking, why did Stanley Kubrick put an Apollo 11 sweater on Danny in The Shining?
Well, that's because The Shining is actually a Stanley was faking the making of a Stephen King novel so that he could tell the real story, which is that he was the one who developed the technology via making 2001 A Space Odyssey for the faking of the Apollo landings. And I'm glad you asked that, because part two of my Kubrick's Odyssey, Beyond the Infinite, is coming out right now and will be out within a week or two. So if you go to Sacred Mysteries, I don't think you can order it yet, but if you keep watching, within two or three days you'll be able to get the film. And so, yeah, the whole my first film in the series, Kubrick Odyssey 1, Kubrick and Apollo, goes into the whole way that Stanley Kubrick created front screen projection technology to allow the gigantic sets for the astronauts to bounce around in. And he was able to camouflage the shooting of the Apollo stuff by making 2001 A Space Odyssey, unlimited budget to shoot the Apollo stuff, and he used that to make an alchemical film, which is what 2001 A Space Odyssey is. And Stanley was one of the smartest guys that ever lived, and certainly the smartest guy that ever made a movie. And he was terrified of being discovered. That he was a torn man. He both wanted people to know that he had done the Apollo work, but at the same time, he was terrified that they would kill his family, and that's why he lived on that big estate and had those big, huge 8-foot walls with barbed wire on them, and drove around with a shotgun looking for intruders. Now, he wasn't worried about fans. He was worried about people in charge who may think he had talked too much. So he knew a lot more, and the Kubrick story is just about the most fascinating one I've ever been involved in. He was obsessed with Nazi hyperdimensional technology. He was hanging out with the Wernher von Braun and Arthur C. Clarke, of course, and all Fred Ordway and Carl Sagan, and all the top guys at NASA, and they're all coming over to London from Houston to, you know, to work with him on 2001 while they're doing the Apollo landings. And, you know, it's like, wait a minute, shouldn't you guys be, like, working on the most incredible adventure of all time, going to the moon and back? Instead, you're hanging out with Kubrick in London? And, you know, the answers to that one are pretty obvious, that that Stanley Kubrick faked it. I'm not saying they didn't go to the moon. I think they did go to the moon. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that they didn't show us what was really going on. And that's perfectly understandable.
I'm really glad you're saying that. No, I mean, because we have whistleblower testimony that we went to the moon, but it was with help, quote unquote.
Oh, yeah. They aren't going to tell you. That'd be taking a Model T on a round the world trip. There's just no way that they could take those things and have them do what they did. And you know, everybody, the NASA people are they went to the moon far earlier than 1968 anyway. They'd gone to the moon in the 50s. That's at least what I've been told. And
yeah.
And Mars too. So, all of the stuff that Joseph Farrell is finding, Kubrick was aware of. Kubrick's wife, Christiana, her brother was Leni Riefenstahl's cinematographer. I don't know if you know who Leni Riefenstahl is. She was Hitler's filmmaker. She did the Olympics of 1936, and she was a brilliant, incredible artist. And her cinematographer is Stanley Kubrick's brother-in-law. And her family, the Harlins, were upper crust Germans, and they're the ones who took over after 2001 all of Kubrick's films and helped produce them and make them. And so Kubrick got involved with a high level, a group of elites, and you know, he may have even got in over his head and wished he hadn't done it. That's the general feeling that I've got from his films, is that he kind of thinks that he was never really part of the elites like he thought he would have been, but he was really just a worker, a person who did things for the elite. And I think that's really what it's all about, whether it's Jack Nicholson in The Shining being the servant or Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut just being the house doctor. I think we can see that there's, you know, you can be on the outside, but you can never be on the inside. And that seems to be the recurrent theme in all of Stanley Kubrick's work.
Well, is his wife still alive?
It's quite tragic. She is. Vivian, their daughter, joined Scientology in 1995, and she didn't come home when their sister died. And I don't think she came home when Stanley died either. And so Christiana's all alone. She's in her 80s. And she's living in the big estate outside of London, and I've heard that she's a fan of mine, so I would really like to talk to her, but I just don't know how to get in to talk to her.
Oh, you don't? Well, if you ever do and you need a filmmaker, well, I guess you've got your own filmmakers, though.
I'll take you along.
But nonetheless, I think she must know a great deal. If her mind is still intact, she would be someone worth speaking to, you know, because we wanted to interview Arthur C. Clarke, and he passed on right when we were going to interview him, right before that.
Bad.
So that was a missed opportunity.
Arthur
there.
Knows a lot, yeah. Well, Christiana does know a lot. In fact, there's a fascinating, you may have seen it, documentary, which is actually a mockumentary. It's on YouTube. It's called The Dark Side of the Moon, and I think it's a CIA-created film. And in this film, a French crew actually interview Christiana, and it's the only interesting thing in the movie, because the rest of the movie is just all bunk and CIA crap. But this interview, I think what happened is this film crew actually got a legitimate interview with Christiana, and she said things she shouldn't have said, and the CIA got a hold of this film and realized that things could get out of whack real fast, so they created the rest of the film around that footage to make it look silly and stupid. But if you just get rid of all the footage that's there and just look at Christiana Kubrick's interview, it's a mind blower. I mean, she says, you know, blatantly that NASA gave Stanley two $1 million lenses each so he could do Barry Lyndon, and that Stanley had a top secret file where he kept all the things he didn't want anybody to know. And it gets deeper and deeper.
Yes,
and
I think that I have seen that, and I think I remember her very well. You know, this is so fascinating. I just want to take this caller's question, and then maybe we can circle back depending on what they're asking, if you don't mind, because they've been waiting a while.
No problem.
Okay. Hello, caller, area code 503. You're on the air with Jay Widener and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Jay. My name is Julie.
Hi, Julie.
And this is a phone call, Jay. I'm calling. I'm up in Portland, and I know you would like to appreciate. I have an urban farm here. It's been 5 years now, and I know you talk about urban farms a lot. So But I wanted to tell you and give gratitude towards you. A couple years ago, I was up one evening, and all of a sudden, I had a message inside of me, and it came out of nowhere, and I didn't know how to download the message. And then 2 months later, I listened to your interview, and it was the first interview you said they're evacuating.
Yep.
And I will tell you, one night, it was up at midnight, and I'm on the computer, and I was obsessed with the truth. What is going on in this planet? And I never paid any attention to the 2012 whatnot or anything like that. And a booming message came in my body, and it said, they're evacuating. And I had no context to download it. I felt like I was crazy. I shared it with my husband, but then I let it go. And then I listened to your interview with on Fireside Chat. And I just want to say thank you, Jay, because I felt like I was losing my mind. And I've been listening to every interview you have since then, and you helped a girl in Portland that thought she was losing her mind, and you brought some clarity to it. So I just wanted to express my gratitude.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And they are evacuating, and they're leaving, and they're worried, and there's no doubt about it. And
That's interesting. I just got some information in that regard today. I've heard that before, but we've had bits and pieces. I just got another verification of that. Interesting. Thank you very much, caller, for calling in.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting to hear what you have, because there's a lot going on and a lot of strange things going on. I have my night vision goggles. And things up in the skies have been picking up in the last 4 or 5 months, a lot more activity than there used to be. And there used to be a lot of activity. So I'm telling you, there's a lot going on up there. And,
yeah. Well, there seems to be one of the things. There's a couple things. One thing which I have mentioned on occasion, which is we got word that the contractors in Boston area are exchanging among themselves the fact that houses are starting to be empty. And that the what are in essence banking families are just disappearing.
They are
altogether. They're abandoning their houses. And that was one piece of intel. And then another more recently, actually I'm gonna have him on my show, this guy named John Kettler, who is getting his own contacts and so on. He just started creating a blog and has created quite a furor in the agencies and stuff. He seems to be getting some direct hits in terms of what information he's getting from both intelligence sources here on Earth and then off-world information. He's sort of a natural intuitive. Anyway, he's hearing that the bankers are going off-world, some of them, some of the highest-level ones. In particular, he also wrote something about the Warburgs and how they had hung themselves. That hasn't hit the news, apparently, but... There is a lot of things going on that we're not being privy to. But on the other hand, I think the energetics are something that you can't avoid feeling if you're sort of halfway awake and aware at this time.
Well, you know, I still have this weird feeling that there's a certain percentage of people that when they become awake, all the plans of mice and men, you know, and it's just going to vanish. And I really think that's the game right now. Terrence, going back to Terrence McKenna, I don't know why, but his words get more strong each year. He said that, you know, once we get awake enough, we're just going to laugh at the people in charge. And I think that's where we're getting to now. And if they weren't causing such toxic problems, you know, it would be okay. But unfortunately, extracting these guys and getting them out of power is the thing that we have to do in order for us to really truly reach enlightenment. And so that is the game that we have to play right now. The game is exposing these guys, exposing everything they're doing, and then creating a system that uses new technologies to get around them. In other words, if you're fighting someone who's stronger than you, the worst thing you can do is go up against them because they're going to pulverize you. So what we have to do is we have to be fast and nimble, and we have to dodge around them. That's the only way we're going to win. And creating an urban garden, all these kinds of guerrilla activities, that's the kinds of things that we have to do. We have to create a world that basically says, you know, we really don't need you and we don't want you. And we'll become the attractive culture and the attractive world, and we already are, and then that one can wither. Because I just don't know, going up against the archons, it just seems impossible. They're so incredibly manipulative and so incredibly intelligent, nefarious intelligence, but still an intelligence that's very difficult to deal with and psychopathic.
Well, let me just say this, which is that I think that the sum is greater than the parts.
I agree.
When it comes to consciousness. And so yeah. That if you have, you know, three or more people in a room and they create what is a triangle of energy, the energy is more potent than
right.
than we, I think, even realize. And so what happens is I think that we are multiplying, cumulatively, and
yes.
So I really believe that at this point there is beginning to be sort of a tilt in what's going on.
I
think that's why things aren't sticking quite as well as they
used to. I'm with you completely, and again, I say that's why they have to do that Iran war now, because it's just not going to make it a year from now.
Right.
And they know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's Brzezinski. He's a big new Brzezinski. He's on YouTube somewhere. Somebody accidentally caught him complaining at a meeting about how we're waking up.
We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
America is in trouble.
Washington is a disgrace.
Government has become too big. It's overtaxing, overspending.
We need to change direction.
We really need change.
We can't afford to make the same mistakes we've made in the past.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper.
He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
There is need for economic stimulus.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
This election is about trust.
There's been one true, consistent candidate, and that's Dr. Ron Paul.
Ron Paul has been so consistent from the very beginning.
he seems like a more honest candidate.
He tells the truth about what he believes, whether you like it or not.
He's never once voted for a tax increase, never once voted for an unbalanced budget.
Ron Paul's plan is bold, cut five departments. It's what we need.
When he says he's going to cut $1 trillion in the first year, I believe it.
If you don't like how things are going, you're tired of politicians, he's something different.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Is the one we've been looking for.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even nations. Gold has become a safe haven, a universally respected investment that preserves and grows wealth in today's debt-addicted world. According to Swiss America, the key to surviving economic earthquakes is maintaining and growing your standard of living. Rising government spending and taxes almost ensure higher gold prices for years to come. The good news? You can protect your family and future, even if the euro crashes and a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety is to read Swiss America's latest white paper, Remaking Money. It's free when you call today, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or download the new Swiss America app at iTunes. That's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jay Widener, covering all sorts of bases here. Very interesting information across the board coming in from all directions. And we do have a caller here that's been holding, so I will go to that caller. One moment, please. So it's a caller from area code 856. Thank you for waiting.
Hey, Carrie. Hey, Jay. This is Jared. Jay, I've heard you before, and that book you were talking about, I got it, and I was reading it, and to me, it seems like you make a hermetic, small, micro earth or something, and make cycles and speed up what nature would do naturally. Is that kind of the idea, or...?
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically nature makes chi. That it makes it in food. That's why you eat food and in water and drinks and things. And you need chi to live. So then the question becomes, okay, well then how can I, you know, say get, you know, 40,000 the chi that's in 40,000 apples, let's say,
yeah,
or something. And that would of course take a long time. So you have to find ways to speed up natural processes, and the key is, it's just like with raw food, you don't want to heat your food above about 165 degrees because you'll kill all the chi in the food. And so the same thing is true with the alchemy. You don't want to heat your liquids more than about 160, 165 degrees so you can keep the chi, and it's a slow evaporation. And so that's how that works, and it's a really very, very interesting.
I was wondering, too, about the Anunnaki. If they came to Earth for gold, if that is all true, then why wouldn't... Well, if that was true and the Philosopher's Stone could make gold, why wouldn't they... I would think with their high technology, they would have seen that.
That's a great question. I really like that question. I'm not... You know, Zachariah Sitchin is dead, and I don't want to besmirch his good name, but... You know, he's just flat out wrong in the interpretation of those tablets. They didn't come here to mine gold. because they needed it for their atmosphere and all that. They came here to, because you realize that once you have gold and you have the Philosopher's Stone, you can propagate gold. So if you have an ounce of gold, you can propagate it and make 10 ounces. And so, but you still need gold, right? You understand that. You still need gold to make it work. So that's what they were mining the gold for, was to make their high alchemy. And they were using it not for their atmosphere. They're doing it for what Carrie was saying earlier. It's really the separation of the molecules. It creates a space in the molecules. It literally makes you lighter. It literally makes your step lighter. And that, of course, increases your ability to live longer because you're putting less stress on the system.
That makes sense. Well, Jesus said, because it was recorded that he wasn't eating, and they said, why don't you eat? And he said, I have food that you know not and walking on water.
That's exactly right. And the whole thing is actually the story of alchemy. You have to look at it in the right way. Mary is the word for water. That's his mom, right? And Mary has a virgin birth, and she gives birth to crystals, which is Christ, right? And that's exactly the alchemical story. You have to cook the water, it's a virgin water, and then it gives birth to a crystal. And the crystal gives you the ability to resurrect or to get past mortal death, at least for a while, which is exactly what he does. And, yeah, he walks on water and all the other things, and you start realizing that a lot of the myths and stories that are the basis of our religions, including Moses and including the Taoist religion, is really stories of alchemy and personifications of the alchemical experiment.
Thank you very much, caller, for your questions. I appreciate that. And Jay, I would just want to say that you're absolutely right in terms of what the Anunnaki were after. I firmly believe that they were all about getting, you know, gold for their chi, and to live longer. That I believe is also documented in places.
It is, and other people who can read the Sumerian tablets that they're not Americans or they don't speak English, they speak German and French, and I'm in contact with them. And you know, I have to be honest with you, they scratch their heads and wonder a lot of what Zechariah is talking about. They say, well, this is crazy because that's not what I'm reading. And so, you know, I think you have to take what he says with a little tiny bit of salt. That's all I'm saying. Still
right.
A good researcher.
I think he's a very good investigator, but I think that there may be some twists. And it also may be that, you know, there is said that he could have been hiding some things for one thing, to stay alive, as these people have to do.
Well, that's exactly right. Let's not forget the very first thing that was plundered when we invaded Iraq was the museum with all the tablets. So, yeah,
right.
There's things in there they do not.
Well,
want.
My understanding, of course, is that there was a very distinct Stargate there in Iraq, and it's part of the reason we invaded to begin with, which is an Anunnaki. Stargate, apparently.
And by the way, there's one in Afghanistan, too. And there's one in Iran.
Makes sense. Also, the idea being that there is, according to our whistleblower testimony now, gold being taken off the planet constantly by the Anunnaki at this time. So they continue to plunder the Earth. We have there is more gold having been discovered. Recently, we had someone on one of my shows talking about there was, it's not quite this plentiful, but there's as much gold on Earth or in the Earth as grains of sand. It is much more plentiful than people realize.
That's right.
And this is a real key, the whole nature of gold and what it's all about and how it leads to a higher consciousness, et cetera.
That's right. That's why I'm so excited about the Book of Aquarius, because it tells us exactly how that happens. And again, this actually goes back to how this all started with the volcanoes, because it's the crystalline surface that causes the hyperdimensional reactions. And this is very similar to how gold works, and especially gold in water, which is really the key. And it's about coherence, electromagnetic coherence. When your light body or when your electromagnetic field is in coherence, that's when you're in health. That's when you do not age. It's when you reverse the aging process. I actually have a film coming out called The Alchemy Code about this. And that's what the revolution, that the spiritual revolution is going on right now, is about. It's about this. It's about alchemy. It's about the emergence of the light body. It's about understanding the light body and how to achieve coherence. And with that, we will then bypass the healthcare system, the legal system, the food, the poisonous food. And it's really a transcendent way out of our problem. In other words,
I think that's a great way to put it. I think it's a great way to think about it. Go right ahead.
Well, it's like boiling water. You're in water, a pan of boiling water, and the water is boiling furiously, and there's nothing but chaos and hell. And then the water evaporates, and it escapes its situation by changing and transcending the situation. In other words, it can't solve the situation while it's caught in the torrent of the boiling water, but using the boiling water, it transcends itself out of the situation. And we're in the boiling water right now, and we're beginning to realize how we can transcend our way out of here. And it's really, really exciting, and I think we actually have a chance of overthrowing the side and winning the struggle in a way that doesn't cause a lot of violence. And that's really kind of what I'm after, is trying to cause this change to happen in a peaceful way and to let the people know that have been screwing us that, if they go peacefully, we may be nice to them even. But if they continue to resist the change that's happening, it's not going to be nice. And I just think they should know that. And I want it to be nice. I want them to go peacefully, like at the end of Avatar. Well, just leave.
Exactly. Yeah, that was beautiful. I have to say that also a couple of our witnesses talk about how crystals contain life.
They do.
I believe you can. They've done some experiments where you just take a crystal and put it in water and shine a light on it, and ultimately life is created. It's in other words, life comes from crystals. It's really amazing.
It's the coherent electromagnetic vortex that surrounds the crystal. This is what gives life. It's the electrical universe. When you couple that with water, which has all of the necessary ingredients for the life to begin. Once you add that and into the electromagnetics, which of course is absorbed into the water, that's what life is. Life is spin, and when the spin stops, that's when death comes. And so everything is in spin. When you pick an apple off a tree, you can see the spin on the outside of the apple. If you look closely, you can see the spin lines, the torus lines. You can see them in an onion.
Yes.
You can see them in a watermelon. And when you pick it, you stop the coherence, and that causes that plant to now begin to go incoherent, and it rots and it dies. And so death is really, it's a necessary thing, but to die after 70 years is really unnecessary and tragic. And if we could live to be as the ancients did and as the alchemists promised, to be 400 or 500 years old, and you don't get out of college till you're 100 and you don't start having kids until you're 200 and you retire at 400, your life will be a lot different. And you're not going to be real interested in wars, and you're not going to be real interested in polluting your environment because you're going to be here for a long time.
Right,
and
absolutely.
And there will be a change of consciousness, which will happen. And that's why I say that the rediscovery of alchemy is the return of the Golden Age. No, it hasn't occurred yet, but the road has been turned towards it. And we're opening, not only are we understanding things like alchemy all at the same time and talking about it like on these shows, but we're also understanding the things that you're uncovering, the the manipulations and the underground bases and everything that's going on. And this is all working together in a confluence. And it's creating a whole new way of thinking that we haven't thought that yet, so I can't tell you what it is. We're not there yet, but we're getting there, and every day we're getting closer. And when we get there, it's going to be so different from the way we think now that I think we're suddenly going to start solving all of our problems in a very easy manner. I really think that.
Well, the idea is that we, as light, you know, become more of our light bodies, creation becomes easier. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things they say is that we have the thinning of the veils is be careful what you think about because
that's
you
right.
may create it. And so we are creator gods. We're learning how to be creator gods. Learning about destruction is part of the process.
That's right.
And so as we move into becoming creators, we begin to become more fluid, and we begin to work with light, and we can therefore create with our thoughts. And this is happening and has always happened with humanity. But it's I think that we're beginning to get conscious of it in such a way that that is becoming very, very pronounced. And so in discussing these things and uncovering sort of plots and conspiracies, what we do is throw light on the
subject.
That's
right. Conspiracies are a highly advanced form of thinking, because what you're doing is you're connecting things. And so conspiracy theorists might be wacky in some cases, but in most cases, they're people who have looked deeply into things and see disconcerting connections. And that is the first step towards enlightenment. That's not the first step towards endarkenment. And I think every enlightened being goes through a period where they are scared to death of the conspiracies that they start seeing. And I know I did. And but, you know, after a while, I'm fully cognizant of the conspiracy, and I truly believe it more now than I ever have that it exists, but I'm less and less afraid of it every day, and I don't even know if I have fear of it anymore, except that, you know, I may not have enough days left in my life to expose it thoroughly, which I really want to do. So yeah, and I don't think that they're going to stop us, Carrie. I really don't. I think that they try. But I don't think they can. There's too many of us now.
Well, yes, and again, it's also the light will eventually win out, regardless of how this sort of theater or game that we're playing plays out at this time. I do think that you attract to you the kind of experience you want to have, having come to the earth for just that reason. And in so doing, that you know, we are sharing this experience and sharing it in the ways that we want to share it. We're going to a break here. We'll be right back with Jay Widener.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeley removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeley is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeley LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped below $1,750 Wednesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar. Gold last traded at $1,732 an ounce, silver $33.94 an ounce. Investors are buying gold because they see the economy is getting worse, not better, because gold is money, the best money, writes Bill Bonner at The Daily Reckoning, the only money that has stood the test of time. As uncertainty rises, so does the price of gold. Speaking of gold purchases, China's Year of the Dragon is going to spur the increase of buying. Sales of precious metals jumped nearly 50% from last year this time, according to Frank Holmes of U.S. Funds. This should serve as a warning to all of the gold naysayers. Gold bullfighters, beware. You now have to fight the gold bull while fending off the golden Chinese dragon. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com or give us a call toll-free, 800-289-2646. 800 buy coin.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one.
This is Pierre Cassidy, Crudge at Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Jay Widener. And we are coming to the end of the show, about 10 more minutes to go, Jay. I do have one question for you here, which has to do with the monolith in Kubrick's 2001. Someone here says that you have called it the Philosopher's Stone, the monolith itself. Is that true, or is that...
That's right. The 2001 A Space Odyssey, and this is a large part of my next film, Beyond the Infinite, which is coming out next week. Basically, when he did the moon landings, he was given carte blanche to make any movie he wanted. And what he did was he made a movie essentially that evoked the great work of alchemy. And he was an alchemist. And He created the black stone, which is the black stone of alchemy, which is what creates everything. It's the creator, it's the progenitor of life. And the Black Stone, the monolith in 2001, gives the ape the gift of tool making through the discovery of using bones as a weapon, which becomes spaceships. And that ape was at the edge of extinction and was saved by the monolith. Then later, the human race discovers a monolith on the moon, and the human race is at the edge of extinction in 2001 because they're losing their soul and technology is taking over. And at the end of the movie, humanity is initiated into alchemy and cosmic consciousness by the Black Stone as the bowman, the astronaut, passes through the stone and goes into the light show. And so the also in 2001 also evokes the entire four realms of the Kabbalah or the Tree of Life. Quite astonishing. But there's a lot of other things. Every time that the monolith appears in 2001, there's a mystical alignment of a lunar or a solar eclipse happening every single time that the monolith appears. And this is done consciously by Kubrick to he changed our consciousness. The baby boomer generation, really the first movie that we went to over and over was 2001, A Space Odyssey. Admittedly, we were going there on drugs and watching the light show, but what was going on was he was subliminally initiating our entire generation through the film, and it worked, and it was a grand gamble by Stanley, and he blew a lot of Pentagon money doing it, and new film Beyond the Infinite goes into this in great detail. I'll send you a copy. I think.
Oh,
really
wow! Like, okay, well, that sounds fascinating. You know, I wonder if you know we have a whistleblower who said the monolith does exist. That was actually based on a real monolith that exists on, I believe, Mars.
Mars, the moon, Phobos. Yeah, there's a monolith on Phobos, and even Buzz Aldrin brought it up in an interview, and it is a dead ringer for it. And
yes.
Once you understand that the Germans had this technology, and they had already gone to Mars before he started making 2001.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Germans, like he already knew about all this. And he's hanging out with all the bigwigs that went to NASA, all the Nazi scientists. They're all hanging out with Arthur C. Clarke at his apartment in London. And
yes.
I'm telling you, this just gets more and more incredible when you start getting into it. And you realize that they knew all this stuff, and there was a secret space program, and Kubrick's this little, you know, this practically a kid. He's in his 30s, you know, and he's hanging out with all these older guys, and they're all talking about, you know, Mars and Saturn and the moon,
and
he's just bursting at the seams, and you can see it in 2001.
Absolutely. Well, there's also the notion, you know, that it symbolizes a door, of course. You know, the doors of perception and so on.
It's a book.
I don't know if you thought of it in those ways, but
yeah, I have.
There's someone in the chat going absolutely crazy, so I have to ask you these questions before we go off the air. Okay, someone wants to know the influence of the Archons on our minds at this time is something prying them away, or are they losing control somehow? And in a sense, I think we've kind of been talking about this.
They're losing control. That's why they're freaking out. Yeah, they're losing control and they're freaking out, and that's why they're increasing the violence. They're increasing the titillating sex. So they're doing everything they can to kind of keep us mesmerized. The sports, the whole thing, and it's not working anymore. People aren't watching television very much anymore, and so it's not working, and so they're raising the bet, and they're keeping raising it and raising it, and that's why we're going into war now. We've got to keep everything, the pressure on us all the time, so we can never have enough time to think about what's really going on, and that's what the Archons are always doing to us. The Archons are the Anunnaki. They're all the same.
Yeah, well, forces. I mean, I think that it does get more complex than that, because the reptilians, the greys, the Anunnaki, they do have different agendas, and in fact, they do war with each other from time to time. So this is part of what's going on. And there could be some incoming danger as well. I guess you're aware of the artificial intelligence threat that is possibly part of our future, as well as what are called the robots or the androids. Those are just sort of theoretical, but they are talked about by various whistleblowers.
Well, I mean, I have a point of view on that, but I don't think we have enough time. I think I thought a lot about that problem, and I actually have a rather lengthy explanation which does a pretty good job of explaining all of that through a kind of a window into a different kind of world. But I don't think there's enough time in the show today to do that. But maybe at some point in the future we can have another show and I can talk to you about what I call the crypto-terrestrials, which is a word that I've come up with to describe this a group that is that you're really talking about. And so, but they're more advanced and in the arts of trickery than we realize. And they're doing a lot of incredibly trickster-like things to us, and have been for a long time. But again, there's no way I can get into this now, because I would have to use examples from history to show you what I'm talking about. But I think it's a very persuasive argument, and I would look forward to
okay, well, it sounds very interesting. Perhaps I'll do a live stream with you.
Yeah,
with you and some others on it. I have some information out there about, from various whistleblowers, about possibly things that might come along. And of course, the Wingmakers material always did allude to that, you know, from a whistleblower. I don't know if you know, I can announce here that I'm going to be interviewing Anthony Sanchez.
Well, I was just going to say, that's exactly who I was talking about. Sanchez is on it. I don't know him. I listened to your interview with him. And, I mean, my research mirrors what he's finding pretty close.
Well, why don't I invite you on that show?
Yeah.
Because we're going to be – actually, I don't know if you're free, but it's going to be quite soon. I think we scheduled it for Friday, as a matter of fact, believe it or not. I haven't even put out the ad, you know, to let people know about it, but I think it's going to be Friday, and I think we're looking at – Friday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time for the beginning of it.
Right.
But we are going to be talking about the Skynet and the Lockheed Martin whistleblowers that basically they did one of the reasons they went on the run is because they did a study, and they discovered that there was a 30% chance that the AI nanotech satellites would turn against humans, and they became very concerned.
Maybe that's why Cameron moved to New Zealand suddenly. Well, there's a different layers, you know, the people that are on the outside are all moving away from the United States, but they're not on the total inside like Cameron, right? And
right.
Then you have the insiders who seem to be evacuating completely. So it's all very weird and strange. But I would love to, you know, participate in anything. I think Sanchez does first-rate research, and I'm glad he didn't die, because I know how dangerous that work is.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's basically on the cutting edge at the moment, and we're trying to support
him. He's right on it, Carrie. From what I know, and I know quite a bit, he's right at the edge, and I know why they probably wanted to knock him off. Everybody who gets close to this crypto-terrestrial thing dies, whether it's the guy that got killed, I forget his name now, I'm going to forget his name, Schneider, or the guy who actually wrote the book. Crypto-terrestrial Mac Tonis, who died in his sleep a couple days before the book got published.
Wow. Well, I've never heard that title for it, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. It's incredibly interesting. And when I heard the Sanchez interview, you know, I just about, you know, flipped out, because that's exactly what I'm finding, exactly what he's finding.
Okay, very, very good. Well, we had a very primary whistleblower tell us a lot of stuff in that regard as well.
Yeah.
So it coincided so strongly with our background research that when he came public, I had to find him. Okay, well, Jay Widener, thank you so much. I hope you can join us on Friday. We'll try to arrange that. If not, maybe we can even reschedule. It's been a delight having you on the show.
Thank you, Carrie.
Why don't you give out your website while the music's playing? They can still hear you.
jwidener.com and sacredmysteries.com. So just go to those two sites for all my stuff.
Wonderful. And you're welcome to have an add-on Camelot for your latest movies. I think people would be very interested.
Great. I'll talk to you tomorrow or something about it.
Okay, lovely. Okay,
okay,
have a great night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health. Lawyers destroy justice. Universities destroy knowledge. Governments destroy freedom. The major media destroys information. And religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
What you hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
This is Sean David Morton, the host of Strange Universe Radio, and I've achieved worldwide fame for my predictions about the stock market and the global economy. Years of economic earthquakes have shaken our confidence in stocks, real estate, currencies, even the stability of nations. Our country teeters on the brink of seeming economic wreck and ruin. Everybody asks me one question: what can I do? Gold is the one investment that preserves and grows real wealth in today's debt-addicted world. Rising government spending and taxes and inflation almost guarantee higher gold prices for years to come. You can protect your family and your future, even if a tidal wave of inflation devalues our dollar. Your first step to safety from the financial storm ahead is to read Swiss America's fantastic new white paper called Remaking Money. It's free when you call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or go to SwissAmerica.com and download the new amazingly cool Swiss America app on iTunes. That's 800-289-BUY-COIN. Call Swiss America, the gold standard.
No rules. rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.